Hello, and welcome to my first podcast recording. I hope you feel good at the moment and better after listening to my podcast. Take a cup of tea, coffee, or hot chocolate and make yourself comfortable, or just continue doing what you are doing and enjoy today's topic. Make some time for yourself to feel happier. First, let's take a look at the definition of happiness so we are all on the same page. The definition of happiness from the Oxford English Dictionary is really simple: the state of being happy. But that is not exactly what we are looking for, right? When we search for the definition of happy, we get a little more helpful answers: feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. So, happiness is a state and not a long-lasting thing or a personality trait, but more a state that can be changed. It is treated as equal with pleasure or contentment, which means that happiness is not to be mistaken with joy, ecstasy, or other more intense feelings. Happiness can either be a feeling or shows that is not necessarily an internal or external experience, but can be both. Now, we have a better view on what happiness is, or at least how the Oxford English Dictionary defines what it is. What I also find important to mention is if happiness is actually a choice. And in my opinion, it is. We can decide if we want to try to feel more positive and happy, or if we want sadness or other negative feelings to take over us. But what can we do for ourselves to be happier? We all heard about self-care and taking time for ourselves, but people often tend to have a tight schedule with no sight of having free time at all. It is not just a problem that adults have, but also young people do have a busy day with, for example, school, homework, family time, weekly activities in sport or social clubs, and more. There are a lot of workaholics under us, which is the result of a permanent and constantly working society. To make time for ourselves to be happier, it is important that we actually have the time to do that. With some small advices, you can get your few minutes a day to achieve the goal. One important step is to learn to hand over. Ask friends or family to do something for you. It may be hard at first, but it will help you, and it's definitely not a shame to ask for a little help. The same applies to saying no from time to time. You can say no if someone asks you to do something for them, or if you don't want to attend this regular get-together today. Especially say no to people who take without giving something back to you. At the end, you will notice that you feel lighter and have gained more energy for things you enjoy doing. These two advices will already give you more time for yourself. So, after we have now bought ourselves a little more time, what should we do with it now? To be happier, you should do things you really enjoy but usually won't have the time for. It absolutely doesn't matter what it is. If you enjoy cleaning and feel better afterwards, start right away. There are no boundaries whatsoever. There are plenty options of what you can do. Listen to a podcast or to your favorite playlist, make music by yourself and play an instrument, watch a series, read a book, take a bath or a long shower with your favorite little duck, put on a face mask, light up some candles or use some essential oils, write a journal or diary, do sports, take care of your plants, eat lunch, and that's really not all. Be creative, and 5 minutes are already enough every day, or at least every second day. Important is that you are not distracted by others and that you are really aware of what you are doing in that moment. For example, if you are eating lunch, really feel and smell the food. What can you taste exactly? Is it sweet, bitter, or salty? How does it make you feel? Are you happy while eating it, or is it something you actually don't really like? Take your time, which you wouldn't do normally. After giving you so many ideas, I would like you to try it out for yourselves this week. It's like a little task for me to you, because I want you to feel happier. I wish you a successful and happy week. Goodbye, and see you next time.